You're listening to Truth Watch Radio with your host, Dave Jeffers.
Welcome back. Dave Jeffers here, the host of Truth Watch Radio, where we perform CPR on American society. And I'm not talking cardiopulmonary resuscitation. No, we look at our culture, our politics, and our religion through a biblical lens. And before we get started, as always, I need to thank my good friend and fellow Gold Star dad, Bob Huff, for letting us use his music for our intro and sign-off songs. Go to his website, bobhuffmusic.com. That's H-U-F-F, bobhuffmusic.com. Buy his awesome CD. Let him know Dave sent you. Give him a shout-out. And as always, before we get started, I want to give you a little musical hint of what we'll be talking about.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Uh-oh, is Brother Dave going, oh, hippie on us? Even though I grew up in the 60s as a young man, or a young boy, actually, and remember songs like that, I just wanted to kind of talk to you about the lack of civility that's in the public arena, particularly on social media. So we'll go right into the culture. You know, I've looked at things that's been going on. Two things in particular, obviously, the shootings at Parkland, Florida school, and some of the hysteria and the ad hominem attacks and just the craziness that's going on. I've been having a conversation and trying to get people to tell me, what specifically do you want with gun control? What specifically do you think laws will do when it comes to stopping criminals? And I've yet to get a really solid answer from anybody yet, other than just mostly emotional acting. And then Billy Graham died yesterday, a lion of the faith. And I had tweeted out, said, you know, I went to Twitter because I was afraid, you know, I figured there was going to be a lot of haters talking about Billy Graham. And unfortunately, I wasn't disappointed. One of the most vile ones I've seen is from a woman, a feminist named Lauren Duca. I'm not sure if I pronounced her last name right. She writes for Teen Vogue. She's a freelance writer. She writes for Teen Vogue. She wrote that. The big news today is that Billy Graham was still alive in this whole time. Anyway, have fun in hell, B-I-T-C-H. And then someone wrote about, you know, what about respecting the dead? She writes, respecting the dead only applies to people who weren't evil pieces of S while they were living. Thanks. What is going on with this country? That we can't have, you know, would this woman say this to Franklin Graham's face? Would this woman say this on television, on cable news? Would she get away with that, talking that way in public? But no, because we can hide behind our social media personas on Facebook, on Twitter, on all these other platforms that are out there. We have become two things. We've become really vile in our comments and very reactive and mean in the way we respond to things. And then we have become even more sensitive and snowflake-like when it comes to receiving criticism or rebuttals to what people say. I mean, how dare you demand some specifics on a charge that you would make about somebody or a claim that you would say, well, we need to fix this. And then you ask, well, what specifically are you looking for? They haven't thought it out, but how dare you question them on that? They have a right to just to post whatever they want, and you have to accept it. You don't get to question me. You don't get to decide whether or not I want to just spew some hatred and not ever be questioned about it. You just have to accept it. Give me a little like button. Give me a little heart on like button on Facebook. Give me a little heart mark on Twitter and all these other crazy things. I just need validation that what I'm saying, even if it's vile, putrid nonsense like Laura Duca, that you don't get to say anything bad to me. But if you do, I'm going to block you. I'm going to block you. I'm going to delete you. I'm going to do whatever. You know, yeah, 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 a lot, yada, yada, yada. This is my safe space. You can't come in here. I get to do whatever I want. I get to throw verbal and written Molotov cocktails at anybody I desire. But don't you dare try to question me or ask me or act as though I'm being disrespectful. And this has gone right. This is in our politics now, which leads me to that segment. Look at the way political acts are going on. I mean, Chuck Schumer and even our own president, and he uses Twitter. I love when he uses Twitter to get the point out about a specific piece of legislation. It's his bully pulpit. But when he starts getting personal, you know, that's got to stop, President Trump. You need to be above that. I know you're a fighter. I know you're from New York. I know this is how you've always been. But we've got to have some civility brought back into the debate. And the best way to win a debate, or at least to move a debate along to maybe finding some kind of common ground, is to ask questions. When somebody makes a charge or an accusation or even a proposition, start asking questions. I want clarification. Why are you proposing that? Why are you making that statement? Where did you learn that from? What's the basis? What facts are you using? There's a number of things that we can do to move the conduct better. You know, I was really upset, and I wrote my last a new newsletter, the Truth Newsletter, on what went on with the Defense Department bill again. You know, these people, these guys and ladies that are elected officials, the Department of Defense funding should be a clean bill. Only things that apply to Department of Defense, to funding the military, equipping them, training them, manning them. That should be the only thing that's in that bill. But oh no. Those votes had to be bought, and I'm going to be working. I'm going to be looking for some details on this, and I'm going to expose those people on my blog at thetruthwatch.org. I want to know every person who had to be bought to vote for, and I'm talking about amendments and legislation and spending in their district that had nothing, or their pet project that had nothing to do with the Department of Defense, nothing to do with it. And so we have to stop that. But, you know, people run off to Twitter, they run off to Facebook, they decide, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to say that, I can make these claims, or they can act like they never made a claim. Chuck Schumer mocked President Trump for wanting to have a parade when he suggested the very same thing back in 2014. I mean, it's just insane what's going on in this country, and you can't blame President Trump for everything. Yes, I do think he's done some things that have divided the country. I understand that. But all he has done is expose the division that already exists and is only getting worse. And if President Trump never sent one more tweet out, tell me what President Trump had to do with Lauren Duca sending out such a vile thing about a man like Billy Graham. What did President Trump do to cause that? I mean, I'm sure it's Trump's fault. The shooting in Parkland is the NRA's fault. It's President Trump's fault. I mean, this is asinine. It's insane that what's going on in this country and in our politics has got to the point where we can't even talk sensible to each other because we have to keep our base happy. We have to, you know what? Here's how you keep your base happy. If you're on the right side, and I don't mean political right, but I'm talking about right. What is right? Speak the truth. Speak the truth to power. Specifically, point things out and use facts and use the truth. Now, you're going to get a lot of people that are going to reject that because how dare you speak any truth into my life? But that's how we have to get common ground. And even if you don't win anybody over, and you're going to win some people over, but even if you don't, understand this, that you're not going to sway certain people no matter what. So then if you're going to get accused of being this or that or being, you know, a right winger, a Nazi, you know, the alt-right and all this other stuff, then at least be accused for being truthful. When the accusations come, when they state what you said, at least let it have been the truth you spoke. Let it be the truth you're being accused of being a right winger, a Nazi. You know, it's ridiculous the kind of stuff that's gone on. It has to stop. And I'm speaking to myself. You know, if nobody ever listened to this, I would go back and listen to it because I am as guilty as anybody when it comes to social media and being reactionary and being emotional. And I've got to stop doing that because I'm a born again Christian, blood bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I need to conduct myself as such. And it leads us right into the religion section. You know, when you look at the shootings, and our pastor said this Wednesday night at church. Yeah, last night. And then a friend of mine, Pastor Kerry Gordon, who's a minister up in Sioux City, Iowa, made a great Facebook post today. And I'll link to it at the website. The problem that we have when we have these school shootings is that we're dealing with an evil heart. It's not a bump stock that caused those people to get killed. It's not an AR-15. It's not this bogus assault weapon. Okay, it's the heart of people are evil. Go back and look. Start at Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 through 15, when Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy. And as far as we know, he used a rock or a caveman stick, whatever you want to call it. He bludgeoned him, okay? So when people get angry, when they let their emotions get the best of them, and their heart's not ruled by something greater than themselves, then you're going to have violence. You're going to have crime. Crime is a problem of the heart. You know, like Pastor said last night, not all crimes or not all sins are crimes. It's not a crime to hate somebody. I can hate you if I want. I can even tell you I hate you. What Lauren Duca wrote, as vile as it was, it's not a crime. She has freedom of speech. But it's a sin what she wrote. It's very sinful what she wrote. It's disgusting. But it's not a crime. So you can't write laws to stop this stuff, people. And if you write a law, you know, this guy who shot up every single shooting is an assault, and it's a crime. Laws are always broken whenever there's somebody shooting somebody. Somebody who randomly kills a person. That is a crime. They're already breaking laws. More laws don't stop crime. It just, it identifies crime, and it mets out punishment, and it puts the police in action. The police are not required to stop crime. The police, now, can they be a deterrent? Well, yeah, somewhat they can be. But again, laws and punishment, or laws and the sentences, that's punishment. That's not to act as a deterrent. It's to punish. The death penalty is not to act as a deterrent. It's to punish. You go back and read in Genesis 9, and when the Noahic covenant that God made with Noah, and I'm sorry, Genesis 6, he said, any man's blood, and a man spills innocent blood, his blood shall be required of him. So we have to understand that our hearts are sinful. And if we're going to get to the point where we start having conversations that can be sometimes contentious, definitely confrontational. There's never things wrong with confrontation. It just should not turn into conflict. And we don't turn things into conflict by being respectful to each other and being specific. You know, don't just come at me with a bunch of ad hominem attacks or these pipe dream comments. Or we need to do this and we have to do that, and not have anything specific. Okay? Because that's a waste of time. Be specific. But be respectful. We all need to be respectful of each other. We don't have to respect. I don't have to respect your opinion. In other words, that I agree with it and I approve of it. But I need to be respectful of you and to your right to your opinion. However, let's work hard, people. Let's work hard to not just be respectful towards each other. But let's take time to stop and think. Let's think out our emotions. Let's think out our reactions. Let's think out our responses. You know, let's look at things. And that's why I'm telling you, go back to the Word of God, because you'll find plenty of explanation as to why we see the things that are evil. When we have a nation that rightfully cries about 17 teenagers being killed in school, but we kill that many babies in the abortion factories across this country within minutes every day, well, we've lost our way. And I've also just ran out of time, Thanks for listening, folks. Please go ahead and visit our website, truthwatchradio.com. There's going to be a link there where you can subscribe, or at iTunes, you can subscribe to us, rate us, give us a rating, leave a comment. More importantly, please share this with all your friends on your social media. Those are some good uses of social media. And on your email list, just let everybody know to come join the Truth Watch Radio crowd. Again, thanks to Bob Huff for letting me use his music. And as always, America, bless God.
You've been listening to Truth Watch Radio. Please visit our website at truthwatchradio.com.